What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trump, and I'm your host, Katie Trump. Well, we have us another trade in the NBA, another about time trade, as a matter of fact, in the NBA. You know, we had Giannis traded, so that was one of those about time ones. You know, we had LaMelo Ball traded as well. I wouldn't say that was an about time one, but that was getting to that area anyways. But now we officially have Ja Morant. He has been traded to the Portland Trail Blazers, so his time with the Memphis Grizzlies is finally done. You know, the last couple of seasons have just not been good between Ja and the Grizzlies. It's not his play. I mean, he's been injured. He's been battling through injuries over the last couple of seasons. Also, some personal issues as well, but you could just tell he and the Grizzlies front office were not getting along. And this was just one of those things where we kind of figured it was going to happen at some point, and it now has officially happened. So Ja Morant is now officially a Portland Trailblazer. So, yeah, the NBA trades are... It's a pretty crazy offseason so far. I mean, to have so many big-name players getting moved around, it's pretty crazy. So we'll see if we have any more movement this week. All right, so let's get into the top 10 MLB power rankings for this week. You know, we got same typical number one this week, but a bunch of movement because there's a couple of teams that are really just not playing well right now, and they have fallen. But then there's a couple of teams that are playing well that are starting to move up. So let's get into number one. It remains the Los Angeles Dodgers. Overall record of 54-30. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Minnesota Twins and the San Diego Padres. And what do you know? Mookie Betts comes off of the injured list. Takes them a little bit to finally start getting going, but he had a huge game over the weekend against the Padres. Not only did he have a big hit, but he also had some great defensive plays as well. So there they go. Typical Dodgers getting their dudes back at the right time, and they're making big plays at the right time. And then Kyle Tucker, same with him. You know, he's had kind of a quiet season for him. You know, he's been a very solid hitter, but he just really hasn't fit in so far with the Dodgers. Not that he's doing terrible, but he isn't the typical Kyle Tucker. But this weekend, he did have a 4 RBI game. So it looks like he might also be getting back to his typical self as well. And that's just what the Dodgers need. That's just who they are. I mean, right now they are first in the league with batting average, with a batting average of .262 throughout the team. And then they are second in runs right now with 443 runs. And then they're fourth with the lowest ERA in the league at .343. So it's not even just the bats that are taking care of business. Like I said, with Betts, he made a huge defensive play as well. So they're playing great baseball as they usually are. So yay, the stupid-ass Dodgers remain number one. Then at number two on my top 10 MLB power rankings at the Milwaukee Brewers, overall record of 50-31. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Cincinnati Reds, but lost the series to the Chicago Cubs. But man, Mizorowski has just been mowing motherfuckers down this season. He just had a game over the weekend in which he threw 105.5 mile per hour pitch. So like I said, mowing him down. He added another 8 strikeouts to his already stellar strikeout list right now. I mean, he is leading the league in strikeouts by a mile, also lowest ERA as well in the league. So, I mean, he is just having a phenomenal year. And even though they lost a series to the Cubs, it's like, yeah, that's their division rival. I kind of expect them to go back and forth with the Cubs this season. But I mean, even so, they are really getting a lot of production, not only out of their pitchers, but they're getting a lot of production out of their hitters as well. They're actually fourth in the league right now with 418 runs on the season. So they are a really good team when it comes to pitching, when it comes to hitting, when it comes to defense. And they're just an all-around solid baseball team, and, you know, led by Mizorowski. Then at number three on my top 10 MLB power rankings, one of the hottest teams in the league still remains the Philadelphia Phillies. Overall record of 47-37. They are 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Washington Nationals and the New York Mets, and they are just killing it offensively right now. I mean, Kyle Schwarber, he's leading the league right now in home runs with 30 home runs. He's leading the league with home runs by like a mile. I think the next person behind him only has like 20 or something like that. So he's leading the way by a lot. And then his batting average, pretty solid this year. He usually doesn't have a decent batting average, but this year he's batting a .256 with 54 RBI, and he's just been the driving force. But then you also have Bryce Harper, who's been having a phenomenal year as well. He's batting a .276 with 19 home runs. and 51 RBI. And then Brandon Marsh, he has just come out of nowhere this year. He's really been one of the most consistent offensive players they've had besides Schwarber. And I mean, it's been since the start of the season. You just haven't really been talking about him because, you know, Schwarber, he's always hitting the Schwarb bombs. And Harper, he's just a MVP caliber player. So you're going to talk about those two. And then they have a bunch of talent on this team. Also, Christopher Sanchez having a Cy Young Award winning type year. But Brandon Marsh is getting lost there in the shuffle because right now he's actually batting a 321. So basically every time this dude comes up to bat, he's getting on base. He's got 12 home runs, 42 RBI, so he's also scoring as well and really just making a huge impact on this team offensively. I mean, he had a huge play last week, which got them going for their three ninth-inning rallies in a row against the Washington Nationals, and he was a part of it by making a huge hit in the ninth inning to really get it started. So that's just really kind of the impact Brandon Marsh has had on the team this season. Then at number four in my top 10 MLB power rankings, another team that's also on the rise is the Chicago Cubs. Overall record of 46-38. They are 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the New York Mets and the Milwaukee Brewers. And I mean, a huge reason why this team is getting it going right now is because of PCA. I mean, this guy is hitting for cycles. He is hitting game-winning plays. He's getting on base. He's stealing bases. I mean, he's just really doing everything that he can to keep this team chugging offensively. He's batting a 278 with 17 home runs, 45 RBI. And then they're also getting a lot of production lately out of Dansby Swanson. He's got 11 home runs at 46 RBI on the season. And, you know, last week he had that huge series against the Nationals in which he had something like, 16 or 18 RBI against them. And, I mean, that's just crazy. But he just has busted out offensively. And I feel like that's been a huge factor for the Chicago Cubs right now. I mean, they've been a very streaky team, but it kind of looks like they are back on the upside of things right now. And at number five on my top 10 MLB power rankings at the Tampa Bay Rays, overall record of 48-33. They are 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they split the series with the Kansas City Royals and then swept the Arizona Diamondbacks. And this is the hottest team in the American League right now. They were kind of slumping there for a bit for the last couple of weeks, but now they just got it going this week, and Junior Caminero is the reason why. Batting a 292 with 22 home runs and 49 RBI on the season, and six of those 22 home runs have come in the last four games. I mean, the dude has been on a tear. It kind of feels like the last month and a half, but I mean, really, the last couple of weeks, he just, you don't want to pitch to this dude because it's basically going out of the park at this point. It's not just him getting on base. It's just, he is just cranking and yanking. And even though he's pretty far behind Schwarber right now in the home runs, I kind of feel like if there's somebody who's going to catch up to him, it could be Caminero. Just because he is really hot right now and he doesn't seem to cool off. But the Rays, they did get back on track this week, and they did take their division lead back as well. So, you know, they did fall back a little bit for these last couple of weeks, but it kind of looks like they might be on the upside of things yet again. Then at number six on my top 10 MLB power rankings at the Chicago White Sox, overall record of 43-39. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Cleveland Guardians and the Kansas City Royals, and they are just getting a lot of production out of their starting pitcher, Davis Martin. He's got 9 wins on the season with a 3 ERA and 90 strikeouts, and it just kind of feels like every time this guy comes out to pitch, they are going to get some production out of him, and if he just gets the run support, they're probably going to win that game. And speaking of run support, they are having no issues getting run support from their rookie Montgomery. He has just been having a fantastic year with 20 home runs and 46 RBI. And then you also have Miguel Vargas, who just cannot be stopped right now. 19 home runs, 52 RBI, and it just kind of feels like every time this guy's coming up to play to the plate, he is getting on base, and you really don't want to pitch to this guy either because it's not even just home runs for him. He is another guy who just gets on base, makes the big plays when he has to, and but he is also capable of completely knocking him out of the park and getting production from all their young dudes. And then you got Murakami, not sure when he's coming back, but I mean, this team is young, and they're strong, and they're looking really good right now. Then at number seven on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Miami Marlins. Overall record of 44-40. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Texas Rangers and the St. Louis Cardinals. And it's just crazy because they are just getting production all over the field. But Max Meyer has been money this season on the mound. He's got 9 wins on the season with a 2.60 ERA and 107 strikeouts. And that's with Sandy Alcantara on the team as well. I mean, he's pitching better than Alcantara. And Alcantara is a Cy Young award-winning pitcher. So, yeah, they're getting a lot of production out of him. But it's not just that. They're doing great offensively. This is actually their third. They took the series over both the Rangers and the Cardinals. That's their third series win in a row. So they are really actually, they really have not fallen back. It just kind of feels like the Marlins are still kicking. They're still in it. I don't know how long it's going to last. I actually was reading that the Sandy Alcantara trade rumors are back at it, which is kind of odd because they are playing well. But also, his trade value is probably pretty high because he is healthy. He is pitching very well. And there are teams out there that could definitely use his services. So it looks like they could potentially be back at it with trading him. But I kind of feel like if they still keep winning, they still keep playing at a high level, that he's probably still going to be with the team. But if they start to fall back at all, they're definitely probably going to get rid of him before the trade deadline. Then at number 8 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, a team that is just really starting to fall, and that is the New York Yankees. Overall record of 48-35. They are 3-7 in their last 10 games. Has not been a good couple of weeks for them. This past week, they took the series over the Detroit Tigers, but got their asses swept by the Boston Red Sox, and it wasn't even close. Last night's game went into extra innings, but I mean, the Yankees pretty much got owned, and even their good pitchers, Schlittler did not have a good game, Cole did not have a good game, Warren got blown up. It was just not a good series from the Yankees at all. Even though they did get blown up, they are still one of the best pitching teams because they are first in the league with the lowest ERA, with a 3.32 ERA, but they all got blown up this weekend. They really didn't get a lot of offensive production as they normally do. And then they also got the bad news that we still don't really know what's going on with Aaron Judge. When is he coming back? What's a timetable? They don't really actually have a timetable for him. And that's basically what they just said, I believe, yesterday or today, that they really don't know what's going to happen with him. When he's expected back, if he's coming back. I mean, I don't expect him to be out the entire season, but at this point, there's really no update. So that is some bad news for them as well. But on the other hand, it looks like Max Fried is actually on his way back. And so that's just going to only bolster this amazing starting pitching unit. So it looks like they're getting Fried back here in the next week or so, but Aaron Judge is still on the back burner. Then at number 9 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, another team that is just completely reeling, and that is the Atlanta Braves. Overall record of 49-33. They are 3-7 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the San Diego Padres and lost a series to the San Francisco Giants. And it's just been, they are really not looking good at all. Even Chris Sale got blown up by the Giants yesterday. So it's just not, they are not playing good baseball at all, and you really can't pinpoint what the problem is. It just probably is, you know, like I continue to say, it is a long season, and you tend to have lulls at some point in the season, but the Atlanta Braves just have not been playing good baseball for, it kind of feels like the last 3-4-ish weeks. And lucky for them that they started off the season really hot, and they still have 49 wins. But they are in a really difficult division, and there are some really good teams in this division that could start to start to challenge them for the division once we get more towards the end of the season. So the Braves really got to get it going because they can't fall back in this division when you got the Philadelphia Phillies right there, right up on your ass. And then rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings this week, I have the San Diego Padres. Overall record of 43-39. They are 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Atlanta Braves and lost the series to the Los Angeles Dodgers. And this is just another weird team. Like, they started off the season looking pretty solid, and now they just, it kind of feels like they've been in a lull for a bit, and then they've kind of been on the upswing of things right now, but I still kind of look at them, and statistically, they are not doing well. But they are getting a lot of production from their starting pitcher, Walker Buehler. You know, he's been a journeyman over the years. He's been here and there and all over the place. He has had to battle through some pretty major injuries as well. But the last couple of starts with the Padres have been really good for him. And he's got 5 wins on the season with 70 strikeouts. And I mean, as far as the strikeouts go, he's been looking really solid with the strikeouts. It's just, you know, Machado, he's starting to get going now, but he's been ice cold. Fernando Tatis, he's kind of had his moments this year. It's just like the Padres, you can never believe in the Padres until they actually prove it, and this is why, because it just kind of feels like they never want to prove it, and this is what always happens. They're just sitting here circling the drain, and it's like they're kind of right there. They're still trailing the Dodgers, but it's like, is this team for real or not? I don't know. But I mean, as far as my power rankings go, they were better than a lot of the other teams right now that are behind them. But I mean, as far as a threat to any team really in the National League, I kind of feel like the Padres are just not that great of a team, but they are on the upside of things right now. All right, y'all, enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.